The shame of him and trust him. You'll get over it. I promise you. I promise you. If you love him and not ashamed of him and trust him, he'll get you over. Can't nobody stop him. He's unstoppable. But you got to trust him. I dare you to trust him. And don't be ashamed of him. Gracious Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. Because you were there to be praised. There's nobody like you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for this day now. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, helping the Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus told us he's coming back. He's coming back. So many still don't believe it. We understand. If you don't, you've got to get to know him and trust his word, what he said. When will Jesus come back and why? Number 10. When will Jesus come back and why? Number 10. St. Matthew 18 and that 35th verse, it says, watch. It says, what happened to my mic? It was loud. I don't know what happened to it. I can't hear myself now. Good. It said, watch. Okay. Ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Lest comes and suddenly he find you sleeping. What I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch. Watch. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 10. Number 10. My brothers and my sisters, there is a hereafter after this life is over. I'm going to say it again. You'll be surprised when you listen at people's talk. You'll be surprised that so many folks don't believe that Jesus is coming back. Some go to churches. Don't believe that Jesus Christ is coming back. They feel like when I'm dead, I'm done. You just begin to live somewhere. There is a hereafter. Whether we believe it or not, there is a hereafter. This life is over. But the question is, where are you going? That's an individual question. Mama can't get you there. Husband can't get you. Wife can't get you. Father can't get you. It's an individual thing. This is a decision that each individual have to make his own self. Where you will spend eternity is individual. Your buddy can't get you there. Can't nobody save you no seat. You can't buy one. Can't nobody speak talk you in there. It's something that is personal that you got to talk to Jesus yourself. You're going somewhere. Don't need to be fooling ourselves. We're going somewhere. Folks dying every day. Somebody dying there as I speak right now. Somebody getting killed right now. They're going somewhere. Going somewhere. And there is a hereafter. Listen now. Listen at me good. If there was no hereafter, Jesus could have stayed in heaven. He could have stayed in heaven. He come to die for something he didn't do for us. There is a hereafter. Don't fool yourself, young folks. Most lot of old folks that I know, there is a hereafter. Yeah. But in the last days, we think we can do what we want to do and go where we want to go. Can't nobody put you in heaven. You got to go if you want to go to heaven. I mean that now. You got to go if you want to go to heaven. So there is a hereafter. This life is over. And my brothers and sisters, for our sin is concerned, it will become worse. Unrighteousness will become worse. As time comes to a close, sin must reach its climax. God had already fixed it. Where it's going to reach to a certain climax and then it's going to come to a close. It ain't going to be sin always. Sin ain't going to have a cutoff. But righteousness is going to continue throughout eternity because that's who owns eternity. The devil knows his time ain't long. But I found out about something, Brother Killing, that sin is strange. When you watch sin, it's very strange. Sin will ambush you. Sin will entrap you. If you're not very careful, sin will hell your life and you don't realize it. When we recognize our lives are sinful, the best thing to do is to get rid of the sin before it gets rid of you. Or you can get used to doing it. And when you get so used to doing it, it come a part of your life. It'll get to a point that you think is all right. Sin is, I said, what? strained. Sin is a mess. Sin is deceiving. Sin had conquered many.
Sin
will carry you farther than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. Sin will make you more and pay more and more than you want to pay. If you don't watch yourself, you get in it. That's what the devil wants you to keep on getting used to it. God Almighty. This world is controlled by good and evil. God and Satan. The physical world is controlled by the spiritual world. So there's a fight all day long between good and evil. God and what? Satan. All the time. Good and evil. Paul said, every time I want to do what? Evil is what? It's a war. And this physical world is controlled by the spiritual world. Satan control me or the devil? Or God control me? Who control you? He controls folks, and they don't even realize that it's the devil controlled. Bless his holy name. So the devil is not playing. He's real. This is a real world. But let me say something before I leave that. Every time I want to do what? I'm looking at evil.
Mama. Mama.
Every time I want to do what? I got some company. Who is that? Evil. The devil. He gonna show himself. All the time. He gonna show himself. You know, he sat there and wait. You got to make the decision yourself. Watch evil. Watch he sit there. Good said, do good. And I said, meditate over it. Evil said, you ain't got to. No, you ain't got to. Just in case, I'm right here if you don't want to. I'm here just in case if you don't want to. Evil can't make you do nothing, but he's there if you don't want to do what? So he's there all the time. We have to make those decisions because God gave us power to overcome the devil. But this world controlled by good and evil. One of them in power. God got all power. Evil comes from the devil. My brothers and sisters. So sin gonna come to a climax when it's finished. God gotta fix where it's gonna come to a close, and then God gonna take over. And my brothers and sisters, when people see and hear about bad things happening in the world, some will say, I wonder what this world gonna become of. Don't y'all hear folks talk like that? We don't have to wonder. God have already told us. You don't have to want. He already done told you. Read your Bible. He told you how everything gonna end up. The world, man ain't gonna destroy the world. He gonna destroy the world himself. God gonna destroy the world. All this atomic they got, all these bomb missiles, they gonna destroy themselves. God said, I'm gonna destroy it. Is in here. So you don't have to scratch your head. Wonder what gonna become of this world. God already done told us. He already done told us what gonna happen to this world and what gonna happen to everybody in the world. Now the question is, where are you going when you leave here? But Pastor, you tell me I'm gonna leave? Yes. All of us gonna what? Leave! But Reverend, I see folk leaving, but they going to a better place. Some of them, not all of them. I don't care if that's your friend. I don't care if my friend. That means you ought to tell your friend there is a hereafter after this life is over. If he's really your friend and you save him, he lost, you ought to really tell him you ought to get saved. If that's your friend. And there is a hereafter after this life is over. And so many folks in the world today don't believe that. There is folks just said, kill me. Watch these young folks. Someone shoot me. I dare you to shoot me. What you going to do when he shoots you? You like to see young folks. Watch young folks now. When they be walking the street in the road, you know. About to block the road up already. And they say, I dare you to hit me. Well, what you going to do when he hits you? Somebody going to have to pick you up and tell you somewhere. But where it is. They think it's over. It's not over. It's not over. There is a hereafter after this life is over. And we got to understand that there is a hereafter. But the question is, where are you going when you leave this world? And my brothers and sisters, notice when the weatherman gives his bad or foul weather report, he tells us to watch, be ready, and take cover. Most of us do exactly what he said. I said most of us do exactly what the weatherman said. Wonder why they move so fast. We'll tell you later on. Wonder why they move so fast. Well, watch this now. Watch this. But when the poor preacher, everybody said poor preacher. But when the poor preacher give out God's spiritual weather report for our souls and tell us to watch and be ready at all time for Jesus' second coming. Because he's going to take some of the saints out the world and leave the sinners behind. Most of us do not pay him no attention. Watch this. Watch this. Right now. Broadcast. Tornadoes coming through Jefferson County. I'm going to use Jefferson County, but don't go anywhere. But Jefferson County. It's going to be foul. And you better take cover. You'll be hitting around 12 o'clock. Yah, 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 yah. Well, you see folks getting ready. All right. Flood. They go to the store and buy up all everything. I mean, y'all, I'm just being honest. You got to see the thing. Sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong.
All right. All right.
But we don't pack everything in it. And now we got to store it back in the storehouse. But not. But watch the poor preacher. Jesus going to come back. And this world going to catch on fire one day. Well, I ain't gonna pay no attention. Why can't you believe the preacher? I'm giving out a report, a heavenly report. For a man's soul. For a man's soul. I'm giving out a report. I'm getting order from God. I'm giving out a report that God is coming back after his church. Where are you going when he come back? What's going to happen to you when he come back? That means I said, be ready. He said, watch and be what? Ready. Read that for me right quick, please. Sounds good, doesn't it, y'all? But are you ready to meet Jesus? God Almighty, we prepare for the storm. But what about a spiritual storm is on its way here? God Almighty. The funny thing, reason we don't pay no attention, well, for nothing, is because the rapture have never happened before. Never happened. Never saw nothing about no rapture. But we don't saw stones. Tornadoes, floods. We don't saw all that. But we never heard about a rapture. God Almighty. Never before. Watch this now. Never before. And Noah and his ark is the closest event that ever happened that we can compare with the rapture of the church. And that being over 4,000 years ago, we never saw it before, Reverend Walker, so we ain't worried about it. Oh, that's number one. We're not worried about it. And the closest thing was when Noah, God Almighty, said, don't rain. God did us an assist to protect those who believe in Jesus Christ. But he told them, it don't rain. They didn't believe it like so many folks right now. Jesus coming back. We don't believe it. But it did happen. Oh, why? Oh, boy. Why can't it happen now? We don't see God doing this. We can't see God getting folks and killing them. We can't see God getting people and leaving down here to go to hell. We can't see that. If he done the Jews like that, you know he do the Gentiles like that. Read your Bible. We got it better than those in the Old Testament. He did in giving us grace. He always gives folks grace. Even in Noah's day, he gave them what? Grace. 120 years of what? Grace. They didn't believe the preacher. Noah preached it every day. Building up. It gonna rain. Y'all better get ready. It never rained before. They didn't believe it. Getting wood and putting together, chopping wood, getting ready to build. It gonna rain, y'all. They out there laughing, having fun. Still getting the wood, building up. It gonna rain, y'all. Mama. Oh, go on, shut your mouth, old preacher. It gonna rain. He's done that for 120 years. They didn't believe him. Just like right now, we talk about very few preachers preach on the coming of Jesus. Very few. Church, sometimes be ignorant of things. God don't want to be ignorant of these things. God of mine. Paul, get your Bible. Read Luke 17 for me. Oh, boy. 26 through the 30 verse. Now watch this. That happened in Noah's day over 4,000 years ago. Luke 17:26 through the 30 verse.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
God Almighty.
They did eat.
Watch.
They drank.
Listen to that.
They married wives. They were given in marriage.
God Almighty.
Until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
Lord have mercy.
And the flood came and destroyed them all.
Now watch this now. God have no respect for what? He loved them just like he loved us. What did it have where it said destroy what? Them what? He have no respect for person. They were having fun, doing what they want to do. They were drinking, doing everything else. Married, giving them married. Married, get their boys. Married, get their boys. All that going on, having fun, having parties. Little big time stuff going on. But they didn't believe that he was going to do what he said he was going to do. Just like right now.
All right.
So many folks don't believe Jesus Christ coming back. We don't, Paul.
Likewise.
Likewise.
Also as it was in the days of Lot.
Yeah.
They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built.
They doing the same thing now. Same thing in Lot day, they done the same thing. But God, what, destroyed them, didn't it? Well, you think God have respect to person? Sin is sin. He don't care who do it. Sin is that sin. God Almighty. He destroyed them. What do you think he's going to spare us? We under grace. He's giving us chances after chances. Chances after chances. Grace after grace. Grace after. But we still turning our tongue and nose up at Jesus right now. In these last and evil days, it happened then, it's going to happen again. Read on, Paul.
But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom,
God Almighty,
it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
Destroyed them what? All. Oh. God Almighty. You hear folks, watch folks on TV. They blaspheme Jesus' name so bad, it's pitiful sometimes. They don't care. Don't realize what they're doing. They're sticking their nose up at God. Sticking their tongue out at God. Calling his name everything. Making fun of his name. And you feel that God gonna spare us? We in our mess. He got them because they didn't believe in him. Same thing happening now. Ain't nothing different.
Amen.
We just go along in a sense. And we feel that just because man knowledge have grown, and we feel that we can fix our own problem. And we messing it up every day spiritually. But typically, well, yeah, we're doing pretty good. But when it comes down to a spiritual thing, we are falling backwards. And don't even realize we are spiritually falling backwards. Read on, Paul.
Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
God, it's going to be what? The same way. Y'all see that real good, don't you? The same way. Like I did back yonder in the Old Testament, I'm going to do the same thing here. Watch this. Watch this. Hold on, mercy. I'm not in no hurry. Well, I'm just out of time, though, but I'm not. If anybody in here, somebody listening on the radio, wherever, in there, why can't you believe Jesus coming back? Why can't you believe Jesus coming back again? That's a good question. Let me tell you why. The devil blind your eyes to believe a lie rather than the truth. The world is controlled, this world, controlled by the spiritual world, and that God and Satan. If you're not obeying God, who do you think you're obeying? Satan!
You're right, Pastor.
If you're not obeying Satan, you're obeying who? God! Nobody in between.
All right.
Not Michael. It's God or the devil. And the devil blind our eyes, all him must, to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And my brothers and sisters, many people have set dates of Jesus coming, and nothing happened. Now, watch that. You got to watch that. The first thing Jesus said, they be watched for deceivers. They in the world. The first thing he said, when he coming back? He said, let no man deceive you. Now watch the devil. The devil used his preacher to come up and set a date. And when they set a date, and then nothing don't happen. Well, then nothing happens. You don't got used to it, Jesse.
All right.
So many folk been setting dates way down through here. Jesus hadn't got back yet. So they don't got, some of them, oh, he ain't coming back. Shoot, he's just a lie to begin. Let them believe a lie. Jesus used his men or whoever to fool them. Set a date. Well, it looks like setting a date. Anybody set a date is not of God. We know not the day he coming, not the hour, but he is coming. He gave a sign to let you know to get ready. No, nobody set no date. And so many set date, nothing happened. Now you got this curvy. He ain't coming. Just go and have your fun. Forget about Jesus. That's the devil tactic. That's what he does. to get you not to believe. God Almighty. He don't want you to. See, the devil know where he's going. He know he's going to the lake of fire. And everybody believe with the devil going where he's going to. Oh, boy. So that's the excuse they come up with. See, God, but one thing about God, he warns folks. He warned folks in Noah days. He warned us in our day. Guess what, y'all? Nobody will have an excuse. Nobody will have an excuse. You ain't get that. My mama didn't tell me. My, I ain't no Lord. If you here today, you know. If you listening, you know. Ain't nobody but old devil walking. You right. I'm God preacher. I'm bringing a message. He said he coming back. And he told me to tell you he coming back. We can take him lightly, but he coming back. We can believe everything, but when it come down to Jesus, poor preacher. Because the devil don't get in your mind. You may leave here and go to somebody else, told you about Jesus, a real preacher and told you about Jesus, he's coming back. And time you get in your car, you turn the radio on. Your preacher goes, well, we don't believe all that stuff. Go on. Yeah, the devil got you that quick. All right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like sometimes folks, I talk to folks sometimes and, well, I don't have a good while now, but it, be on drugs and be on drugs. I said, man, we talk, boy, and pray and read scripture and talk about you. You know, fella feel good. I didn't tell you that right now. I'm telling you right now, before you leave my office, the devil hear every word we talking about right now. He's sitting somewhere, standing right somewhere in this office right now. Matter of fact, he's in here right now. And I said, now, watch this. I said, now, when you leave here, now, you promise what you do. You say you love the Lord. And what you, now, what you do now, you've got to help the Lord help you. I'm almost going to tell you. Now, watch this. I said, and somebody will come back and told me. I won't lie to save my life for that. Told me, said, I said, when you leave here, the devil gonna send somebody to your house. Knock on your door. I said, you can say, holler at me. Hey, Jim, hurry, go get one, boy. You know. I said, now, I'll be around and scratching your head. Gonna be there looking dead in the eye and say, man, I don't get that stuff up. I'm going with Jesus now. You gotta bring his name. Bring up his name. And when you bring up Jesus' name, oh man, forget it. He's gone there, but you gotta scratch your head. Man, come on, man. We're gonna come on, boy. Call his name. You got to call Jesus' name. You got to call Jesus' name. You got to call his name. It's something about his name. The devil trembles when you call his name. You can be scratching your head. Make time, help God help you. Now, you know they say a drug over you about 5 blocks from you. Now, what you going over there for? Help God help you. The devil, man, you're going, man. You've been here all day. Sitting around here, man. Go on, man. Shoot. You know, we understand. Go on. Shoot. Make it help somebody. Go on over there. He just got started himself. He ain't ready to help nobody. Get over there now. All the devil jump on him. He was doing all right. Don't go over there. Don't you go over there. Got to help God to help you. So the devil always out there, Peter. I want y'all to know that. Devil everywhere. There are people there, the devil there. Sometimes folks say, well, I tell you, I'm going to the Zuzu church over there. Ain't no devil there. When you get there, he be the devil. Anywhere you talk about Jesus, the devil is there. I'm going to say it again. Anywhere you dealing with Jesus, the devil is there. Yeah. You're right. Watch this now. If he's not over yonder, well, he already got them. His disciples run that one. He ain't got to go over there. Here where Jesus is, where folks can have doubts of Jesus. Forget about Jesus. That's the name threatening the devil. It's the name Jesus. So we got to help God to help us in the name of Jesus. So ain't going to be no excuse, I promise you. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus said, let no man deceive you. Don't be tricked by Satan. Paul, look at 2 Peter for me right quick. 3:3-4. Then jump to 8-12, if you will. Bless his holy name. 2 Peter 3:3-4. And then jump to the 8th verse.
Knowing this first,
yeah,
that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts.
Okay, scoffers is talking about mocking God. Mocking God. No, now watch. He always said, y'all see that thing said? Shall come in what day? All right, now, they're going to be mocking God, making fun of God. Telling God a lie. Okay, walking after their what? On what? Lust. Read on, Paul.
And saying, where is the promise of his coming?
There you go, see.
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
Saying, where is the promise of his coming? Y'all been talking about Jesus coming. Somebody may be saying that right now. But since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Don't let that stuff bother you. That's what the devil's saying. That's what they're out there saying. Ain't no coming back of Jesus. Making fun of what God done said. To stop you from believing the word of God. Read on, Paul.
But
watch this.
Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing.
God Almighty.
That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
Lord, how much that blow your mind, doesn't it? One day now, one day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, one day in God's sight is a what? 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is what? One day. God is timeless. Ain't no clock in heaven. Heaven don't run by time. Heaven don't run by clocks. Cover all eternity. So one day, God Almighty, one day in God's sight is how many days? 1,000 years. Blow your mind. One day is 1,000 years to God. And 1,000 years in one day. God Almighty. How in the world you do that, God?
All right.
Eternity. God don't walk around with no pocket watch.
All right.
To look at time. God Almighty. One day of 1,000 years in my sight. I don't count on days. I give y'all days because y'all human.
All right.
I got a timetable for y'all.
You're right, Pastor.
Read on, Paul.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Yeah.
And some men count slackness.
God Almighty.
But is long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Why are you taking so long, Lord? Because we're waiting on folks to repent. God is not slack concerning his promises. In other words, I'm not slow in coming back. I know what I'm doing. Your time is not my time. But he longed what? Suffering towards us. Willing that none shall perish. But come to what? Repentance.
Amen.
It's taken him so long because he loves us so, he wants folk to do what? Repent. But that's how the devil talks. See, the devil get to talking. Well, he ain't got that yet. But I mean, Paul said, Peter said, don't you be ignorant of this one thing. God, time is not like our time. God Almighty, read on, Paul.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
Lord have mercy.
Into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
You tell me, I know he's going to be after the millennium, but he's going to burn this world up. Did you know God's going to burn this whole world up? Reverend Walker, mama say to be in there, but he's going to burn it up. My big house on the hill, he's going to burn it up. I got to go. It's going to be burned up. If you're not right, you're going to be burned up too. He's going to burn this whole world up. I don't believe that's your business. After the millennium reign, after Jesus come back, after 1,000 years, going to be missed in there. We'll think about that later on. But he's going to come back and burn this whole world up. I'm so glad I'm saved.
Yeah.
Read on, Paul.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
That conversation really talking about your behavior. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Gonna be tore loose. All this stuff man put together. All this, it's gonna be what? Tore loose. What manner of now he's talking to us now. How you ought to be?
Well,
when all this going where and where you ought to be. What shape you gonna be in when he come back? But Reverend Walk, I'll be dead, but make sure you're saved when you do die. But far as the rapture is concerned, that's gonna happen right now. But one day, Jesus is going to come back to this earth like he left the earth. But the rapture can occur right now. I know this gospel right here. Some folk appreciate it, some don't.
All right.
The devil don't want you to know nothing about it. That means we got to preach it. I want my folk to know it. I don't want you to be about a bunch of folk, everybody talking about it coming, you don't know nothing.
All right.
My job is to let you know it's going to happen. I want you to know it's going to happen. Oh, boy. What conversation, what you going to be like? What attitude or what your behavior? Read the next Paul.
Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God.
Yeah.
Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
God Almighty. Looking for the hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord. God gonna come back to this earth. Ain't that something, y'all? I know it's rough if you don't read your Bible. You can't hardly see it. But tell the Lord that you accept it. Go home and read it yourself. If you've been born again, you go home and read yourself. God will let the Holy Spirit bring it to you. But you can believe it. You've got to read the Bible. When you read the Bible and keep on reading, the Holy Spirit will give you some insight to let you not have no doubt what the Bible done said. And if you listen at me and never been born again, you don't see nothing I say. Don't understand nothing I said. But you got to give your life to him first. Where he can teach you. Where you can believe. Give you a believing heart. The Bible is to believe and not to just hear it and throw it aside. Bless his holy name. So nobody ain't going to have no excuse. Bless his holy name. God time is not our time, y'all. Oh, our time are different. Look at Psalm. Listen again. Psalm 94. I'm going to read that too. Psalm 94.
For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday.
God Almighty.
When it is past, and as a watch in the night.
Just a watch in the night. Bless his holy name. God is waiting on the full number of his people who will be saved. God delayed his coming because he is patient. He is love and does not want nobody to perish. He patient. Don't want nobody to perish. What God really waiting on? Who he really waiting on? Let me get me a book. The book in him. I got one in my hand, but book in him. Watch this. Let me tell you who God really waiting on. Why are you waiting so long? He waiting on those names who written in the Lamb Book of Life.
All right.
Everybody saved have already been called from the foundation of the world. What you saying, Reverend Walker? God already know who saved. Because their name is in the Lamb Book of Life. I'm waiting on them. Some may not have been born. Maybe, I don't know. But he's waiting on them. And he's holding us responsible to see to them getting it. Jimmy got to be saved. Mary got to be saved. Jack got to be saved. Bobby got to be saved. Jim got to be saved. I've got to be saved. I'm waiting on them. Their name is already in the Lamb Book of Life. Lord, they ain't stretching his head wondering who's going to be saved. He already got the book already written. But Reverend Walker, I'm not saved. Why I'm not saved? Well, get up and find out. If you stop turning the gospel down, then you know your name in here. If you keep on turning it down, he know you ain't, he ain't got it in here. That's how you know. When is my name there? Get up and see. If you lost, get up and see. I'm going to give him my life. Well, your name is in here then. If you keep on turning it down, it's not in here. I know it blow your mind, it blow mine too. How it blow your mind, Reverend Walker? We were saved. Just blow your mind. Before the foundation of the world. I called you with a holy calling. Before the foundation of the world. Before I made the world, I got the book name already in the book of life. And there's another book. You know, one book where folk were saved in. But books, there were lost folk. There are going to be more lost folk than the saved folk. The books was open. Well, the unsaved, the book was, then there was another book. The book was open, and then there was another book. Another book was one book. But books are the lost. Because all we're going to be more lost than what? Saved. Look at your neighbor. I'm glad. My name is in the Lamb Book of Life. But that who we waiting on, those who are not in there and those who are in there. Oh, boy. I'm waiting on them. That's been a long suffering. I know what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on those who I got there. I haven't got to them yet. When that last, watch this, when that last soul that God reached, Bob, I'm saying, I can say Bob, can you? Bob is the last one here. Last one. And when that last soul be saved, then a shout gonna come from heaven. That's right. When that last soul be saved, who already in the book. And then Jesus is gonna step out of heaven. God Almighty. He's going to step out of here. He's not slack of his coming. He's not slow of his promises. He's just waiting on the last one in his book. In the book of life. Bless his holy name. He's waiting on the saved folks. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, he's waiting on folks to repent. Now, if you're not saved, what you waiting on? Think. I know y'all just know how much. I know y'all been saying, well, that preacher, he always talking about saving Lord. God wants you saved. I want you saved. Every child of God in here wants you saved. If you're a child of God, see, when you're saved, you'll know you're saved. All right, watch this now. And when you don't met God for yourself, you want somebody else to meet him. See, you know what he's done for your life. If he's done it for your life, you know he'll do it for somebody else's life. That's what, when we love peoples, I said, when you love peoples, you want people to be saved. Because the love of God in you wants you to go help your brother. If God got me out the ditch, I know he'll get you out the ditch. This is our job as the church. We God witnesses. God not using angels to preach no gospel. He's using us to preach the gospel. I want to hear an angel. Well, you'll die and go to hell waiting on an angel. He ain't gonna send no angel to you. Who do you think you are? All right. You got to hear a little skinny preacher like me or some big preacher like me. All right. You got to hear the preacher. You can't hear without the preacher. You can't hear without the preacher. How can he preach if he hadn't been sent? A preacher got to love people's soul. I said, a preacher got to love people's soul. Oh, boy. Well, I'm getting about to get happy now just now. I'm being honest, from the depths of my heart. From the depths of my heart. I don't want to go to heaven empty-handed. God put me over his peoples. I'm in his place. And I want to go to heaven jumping up and down. Ain't care about his peoples. Ain't told them nothing about Jesus and how to get saved. God will snap me out of there. I want to call him mercy. I want to share something to Jesus.
Catalog number 1306.
He trusts a preacher with his peoples. With his peoples. Don't jive them. Tell them the truth. Don't fool them. Tell them the truth. Some ain't going to like you, but tell them the truth. Some ain't going to love you, but tell them the truth. Hold on, man. Oh, boy, I'm about to get happy. I can't. See, I want to get to heaven. Hold on, man. When we get there, Walker, We want to see one another. Want to look at one another. And they said, we made it.
We made it.
See all of us down there. Shake your hand. Hallelujah.
Glory.
See, we're going to be praising God, but we're just glad to see one another. We're going to praise His name. Want somebody to pray, but we're just glad to be there. The people that I pastor, Harper, you want to leave them behind? No!
All right.
This is my job! This is my job! To see till you get there! If you don't know, you don't know! That's my job to tell you! That means the Bible says you can't hear without a preacher! You've got to have a preacher!
Right.
Who loves your soul. So many folks in churches don't hardly believe this Bible.
But
take it lightly. This thing's so real, you can't even describe it. I'm finna get ready to close. I'm not through with the coming of Jesus now. We ain't through with that yet now. You know, when you look at the coming of Christ, and how things going on. You don't understand a whole lot of things. But you believe this, that, here.
All right.
And so many of us, when we read the Bible, and the preacher try to explain it to them, tell you what kind of time we're going to have in heaven. Started believing it. I found out this, that the closer you get to Jesus, the more you're going to talk about it, and the more you're going to believe it. I declare that's what happened. God knows that's it. Watch this. I don't told you all this, but it's happening. You got to watch it. I told y'all I don't demonstrate it. Now, he the light of the world. Can he be the light of the world for a while?
All right.
I'm a walker. I'm trying to get closer to him. If I don't pay no more attention to him, I'm satisfied like I'm here. I'll never grow in grace. I might be saved. But never grow in grace to be what God really wants me to be. But now see, when you get saved, you don't stop reading this.
All right.
You've got to keep on eating this. Your soul got to live on something. It can't live on butter, beans, and peas. You got to have something from heaven. You got to have bread from heaven. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. This is the mouth of God right here. This is the mouth of God. Eat it. Believe it! I'm looking at me. That's the light of the world. I'm seeing the light. I think I'm doing pretty good. I ain't hitting on nothing. But I'm getting a little closer. God Almighty. I'm eating. And I'm getting a little closer to Him. Still, let somebody, I go to church, I feel tired. Go, get close to Jesus. Yeah, the devil pay tithes. I'm trying to get you to see a point. See, we stop pursuing Jesus. Keep on getting towards Him. You'll start to see some stuff on you that you never saw before. See, watch this. You don't see so much of Him. You're just seeing a light. But you're going to see you. That light don't be so bright, those little spots you had on you, you been just showing you. You got some spots that big around on you. Big old spots on red, big old spots all over you, know. But you're so far from the light, you can think you're all right. Yeah, I ain't going to check anybody, but keep on going. Boy, you know I had all that stuff on me. Boy, got that off you, boy. Big one. I'm going to keep on getting to the light. Look at where that stuff come from. Oh, look at that. Boy, when you get close to Jesus, you're going to see nobody but your undoingness. You're going to see how you're undone. That's going to make you bow down and start worshiping Him. That's going to make you love Him because you know what He done for me. I was messed up. You cleaned me up. It make you see yourself. And when you start seeing yourself, that will make you start pursuing Christ. Because I find out myself ain't here no nothing. It's not about us, it's about the Christ. You ain't gonna see nobody but you. Try. Try. Pursue Christ. You ain't gonna see nobody but yourself. Make you start loving Him. Don't be ashamed of Him. We get saved and don't know nothing. Can't find Jesus up in the Bible. You need to study the Word of God. Listen at the pastor. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And when you got the joy of the Lord, your joy will grow. Sometimes I get carried away, y'all. I can't help it. Y'all forgive me. I ain't gonna say forgive me, but you have a view. But you got to be concerned for people's souls. People's souls. Preacher got to be concerned for your soul. If you're not concerned for your soul, you got a devil in the pulpit. You tell him I said it. Got to love folks' soul. Not their gold, but their soul. Not their body, but their what? Soul! You don't want to see folks perish. Jesus alone suffering. Waiting on those whose name is in the Lamb Book of Life. Let us all stand. It's not about being celebrities. God ain't got no celebrities. God knows He doesn't have.